Welcome to Paranormal Ride. This is your host, Marlon O. Welcome everybody who's listening from all over the world. And, you know, it's one of those New England days that it's going to start snowing pretty hard from what I've been told. And yes, I mean, I've been living here for so long, I don't even know why I'm not used to it. I mean, give myself, like, come on, buddy, get it together, right? But yeah, no, everybody, thank you for tuning in, calling in to check out our show. We are transmitting live from good old New England. And today's show, it's all about interdimensional beings. If you haven't heard of them, get hip. They are here and they are ready to communicate with you. So there's a lot of stories about it, a lot of things that I didn't know about the interdimensional beings itself. I thought it was I thought it was a little more like scientific. So when I first think about science and kind of how that goes, that's the first kind of thing that just pops in my head. I'm like, is there any math involved? I mean, I love math and all, but it sounds very heady, very scientific, but you know, it really isn't. It's all about how we have all these experiences. Either it's a UFO, it's a ghost, and I'm even going to throw it out there, Bigfoot. Like all these different things that people are hearing all through time, all through history, it's all talking about very, very similar things. And I think what fascinates me about this is that it could be, you know, it could be one of those things. And is it, you know, is it a ghost? Is it a Bigfoot? I just don't know. So, but one of the things that I just want to, you know, let people know if you're tuning in for the first time is that you can call in at 914-205-5434. Let me repeat that again. It's 914-205-5434. And that number, you can call in and chat with me live on the radio. And we're transmitting all around the world. We are everywhere from Brazil, we are in freaking New Zealand, we're in all over the world, South Africa, all over the place. So one of the things about the show is that it reaches all people all around. Also on social media, if you want to check out paranormalride.com, just go to that website. It's also on Twitter. It's also on Instagram. It's also on Facebook. So it's easy to get to. And I'm always posting things that has to do with paranormal. So check it out. And, you know, I'm usually the person who is doing all the uploads, so you can actually send me a message and talk to me directly. So, you know, feel free to drop me some, you know, drop me a line and ask me questions about, you know, all about the show and or if you have a topic that you want to bring up. So, you know, that's the thing about the show. It's very much has to do with people being able to call in and kind of share their personal stories. And that's the fun part about the show, because, you know, a lot of times we are really, you know, kind of just living life. And sometimes we kind of feel like, you know, am I alone? Does this stuff make sense to me? Like some interesting things always happen in our lives. And, you know, the cool thing about the show is that it's not just paranormal, which I think, you know, it might be a misconception. And I think when we talk about the paranormal, it's usually people think immediately, oh, it's about ghosts or it's about, you know, just like hauntings and stuff like that. And no, that's not what the show is all about. It's a wide range. So if you're curious about things of, you know, the unknown, that's what this show is going to bring you. It's pretty much a conversation about the unknown. And that's the fun part, because, you know, we're always trying to discover new things or understand our world. And, you know, just why not just, you know, pull up with me over here, just hang out with me and try to explore those those things. And, you know, like I said, you know, we're trying to have fun here as well. And because it's, you know, it's paranormal, that, you know, it doesn't have to be all serious, or it can be a little serious too, because some of the stuff we talk about is pretty intense. So, but, you know, just with that, you know, I just wanted to, you know, just give people a shout out for coming for the first time to the show. Some people have never been here. So, you know, what, you know, they're kind of curious about what the show is going to be pretty much covering. And like I mentioned, you know, it's a wide, wide range of all paranormalness. So, again, welcome. This is your host, Marlon O. And just wanted to say, you know, greetings to everybody who's tuning in. So my motto is, you know, I want to peel back the veil of the reality and see what we find. And that's what the exploration of this show is all about. Also, I have a chat on available too. If you want to send me messages, feel free. If you just go to Blog Talk Radio and go to Paranormal Ride, you can just find me and join the chat. I think you have to create one account actually to be able to chat, but it's free, so just go ahead and do it, or just send me text messages, or send me something on Twitter or Facebook. You know, I'm super accessible, so let's have that conversation. So I'm gonna have give people a chance to call in during the show and share their paranormal story. It does not have to align with today's topic, which is interdimensional beings. If it does, super cool. But if it doesn't, you just want to share something that you just want to throw out into the universe, feel free to do that. This show has that it has that capability, that it's a forum for exactly that, is to give people a chance to be able to, you know, just share something that they're just trying to get off their chest, you know? You know, let me have it. Or, you know, if you want to tell me your recipe, your secret recipes on how to make a fantastic mojito, you know, why not hook it up? I want that too. You know, I want it all. All right. So let's get back to the guts of the show. You know, like if people are just tuning in, welcome from all across the world. Thank you. It's all about interdimensional beings. Yes. So some people speculate that, you know, our reality is mixed in with multiple dimensions, and I don't know if you could say it's just strictly a speculation. I think that it's a little more than that. I think it's like actually really happening. I think what's going on is that, you know, science has proven to us that, you know, a lot of this stuff is really, really, it's real. It's really happening. And I think that, you know, over time we've, you know, and with science, we've been able to figure that out. So, you know, it's very interesting. So, you know, other people, you know, think that this explains ghosts, UFOs, and Bigfoot as well, just to name a few stuff. So, you know, we're going to explore that today. So before we jump into that, I'm also going to cover some stuff that I'm always interested. Like back in the days, it used to been you would have to dig in the archives or dig in the corners of the internet for anything paranormal. Now it's just popping up on my iPhone on like Huffington Post or CNN or some news blog. And one of the ones that has been popping up, and it's just like just recently, it's been actually, you know, maybe it's for the last couple of maybe months, but there's been these massive, like mysterious, like silver monoliths that have been popping up all around the world. If you haven't seen it, you know, it's a very interesting structure, you know. And, you know, shout outs to Jesse for sending me this earlier. We were having a discussion about, you know, the show and other stuff and life. And, you know, one of the things that came up was, you know, what are these silver monoliths? And one of the things that I noticed was that they're actually popping up all over the place. And they you know what they remind me of is kind of weird. They remind me of these, what do you call it? Like, it almost looks like a miniature, like Washington Monument. Like that's the shape of it. It's kind of that's what it looks like. But it's this, like, supposed to be this solid material that's just like, you know, it looks like it's all shiny. You know what I mean? So there's a movie called 2001: A Space Odyssey, and there's a scene in the movie where there's this black monolith that is In the beginning of the movie, it looks like a mattress, but it's completely pitch dark, and it looks like an onyx stone. And there's these apes that are just like running around it and confused by it and really like freaking out. And then from that scene, it cuts to thousands of years, and people are in space. So the movie's trying to say that this monolith was a tool used by some extraterrestrial or other dimensional beings that put this there to give us like knowledge and to inspire us. So there's been one in Utah that's come up. They're showing up in Europe. They're showing up in Australia. So, you know, some people speculate that these things are there as a message to humanity to unite, or that they're watching us, or that they're coming. I mean, I don't know what you people think. Again, you can feel free to comment on my Facebook page. Just, you know, all you got to do is just write in Paranormal Ride and you'll see it. I just did a logo update just recently. So if you've been to the show, if you've been visiting me for a while, it might look a little different. It's just there's a green squiggly line, which is just a sound wave, and there's like a radio transmission behind it. That's all frequencies, what it represents, and it says Paranormal Ride. So if you're kind of like, wait, you mind if I right spot? Yep, I just rebranded stuff today. So because we're launching for 2021, I'm excited. I'm ready to go with this, and you know it's a new year. It's gonna be fresh. I can't, you know. I just can't be more excited. I just feel like I was talking to a friend about how it's like everybody thought 2020 was it. Like people felt it, and everybody was texting each other like, this is our year. And, you know, in parts, a lot of amazing, fantastic stuff has come from this year. People have reconnected with themselves, with their family, with their children, have decided that money isn't everything, or decided I need more money. Like a lot of like things have come up from this, so which is amazing, and more aware of what needs to happen and not take those things for granted, you know, and slip away. Because I was just talking to my friends, and we were saying, what, today's Wednesday? I'm like, yes, it's Wednesday. I got my show. But they were also saying, where did this week go already? We're half done, you know? And listen, time flies. You don't waste it. Like, don't waste time. You know, do something with what you want to, you know, in your life. You know, don't hurt people. Don't do anything that's going to make people feel, I don't know, just awful, or make them wonder, only because of your, you know, own personal traumas. And the worst thing that can happen is that when you let your personal traumas get in the way of growth, or get in the way of a new love, or get in the way of a new perspective, or whatever that is, it's gonna hit you back, you know, double fold, because you're gonna go through a lot of stuff like, damn, why did I do that? Definitely shout outs to people who are sending me messages out there. Thanks for joining us. You know, shout outs to Amber, to Jesse, to Fiona, you know, all my peeps out there, and people who are retweeting online as well. Good looking folks for sending me some love and blessings. I'm all about that right now. So, and you know, let's keep people close, you know. Let's also, you know, help people grow into a higher level right now. Oh, so definitely shout out to William. He's always reposting my stuff. Appreciate you, dude. There's some new folks that are joining in too. Let me see. Terrestrial Extra, you know, what's up? Good looking out. Thanks for joining us. So I think I mentioned Ladies Fright Podcast, you know, good looking out, so for joining in. All right, folks, so, you know, I gave you a little bit of the news. I'm telling you what the show's about. You kind of get an idea what Paranormal Ride's about. You know, it's multiple levels. We know we're trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to really make some moves here. You know, it's time. It's, you know, people are hungry for this. People are hungry to be at that higher level, and we're all getting there. We're gonna get there, no doubt. All right. So this is the thing about interdimensional beings. This is where This is what all the nitty gritty is all about. People feel that a lot of these movies that we see, the TV shows, things we're hearing in the news, these are all things that are preparing us for the inevitable, which is discovery or a rediscovery of these things that are coming to these dimensions. I personally think there are dimensions. Do I think that we're like meshing through them or phasing through them? Possibly. I would argue that it's happening already and our senses are picking it up. But because of the world we live in, it dumbs down our senses. Okay, so there's one of my favorite books by Stephen King. It's actually, I think it's maybe just a film adaptation he did, which was called The Mist. It came out in 2007. So that movie was an example of, you know what it was? It was more like an example of what human behavior is when things hit the fan. I mean, 2020, right? So like the movie has an emergency that happens. And people have to go and get food at the store, and then they get stuck at the store because there's this mysterious fog and mist that's coming into the city. And apparently people are reporting that this mist is killing people. It's like they think it's like a toxic leak, or they think there's something's up, right? There's a military base very, very close to it. So people are like, you know, they're reporting deaths and the police, and it's nuts, and they get stuck in this store, and the mist surrounds this building. And what turns out, you know, is that that these creatures, like giant bug-like dog-sized creatures, were coming through this mist and killing people. So when you're watching this movie, you're thinking it's like a survival movie first, because it's called The Mist. It throws you through, like, you know, a loop. I won't tell you more because I want you to go see it, because I'm just giving you just like the aha moment, but it's a lot deeper than that. And what I found interesting is how people reacted. What happened when it really, you know, went down to like, you know, survival? What happened when it comes down to caring for others that are hurt or physically injured or mentally? So it's one of those things that when you watch, you know, when you try to understand human behavior, you know, it's rather scary. But the whole thing about it is that and you can, you know, when you see the thing about the movie, it's pretty blunt. It says something's coming to the mist, right? So in the movie, it's dimensional. The military had done something that ripped time and space, and now things were coming through it. And that's repeated in a lot of different ways. You know, now if you go to the sci-fi TV shows or just in science in general, like Star Trek does this thing where if you go through, there's a theory in Star Trek, and it's based on science, that if you go through a wormhole, the theory is that you're ripping the fabric of space and time, or bending time in a way that lets you then travel far distances. So let's say if you have like a ship, and the ship is traveling and it needs to go like from Earth to like, we're going to use practical stuff like Mars. It should take a ship like, you know, three years to get there, 3 months, whatever. It's just telling you it takes a long time, right? So what you would do with technology is you would use a wormhole to then create a like connection from, you know, from where you wanted to start and where you wanted to go. So the one entrance of the tube would be in front of Earth, and the other one would be at Mars. So what would happen is you enter this tube, and then the tube, you then end up on the other side, but it's like you're just walking through a door. You know, it's like, but another very practical one is like this, like this, you know, a black hole that technically can be a wormhole where nothing escapes it. No gravity. It crushes everything to a singularity. So that's the theory, that if you're able to pair two singularities together, you can then be able to travel from point A to point B, so on and so on. So, you know, this is science. This is, you know, stories are telling this stuff. It's in like everything now. You know, you hear 3D, and then you know, one thing that's coming up and propping out is 4D. And, you know, people are and even like, you know, back in the 70s, this conversation about four dimensions was like, oh yeah, there's definitely four dimensions coming up. You know, Carl Sagan had a show and talks about this, how these dimensions are there and how they exist, but we don't have the capabilities right now to be able to see it. It's actually now in, if you look around in your personal space, there is a dimension that exists that you just can't see, the fourth one. You know, it's there. We just don't have the tools. You don't have the goggles. You don't have the thing to be able to see into these dimensions. And, you know, it to us, a ghost that's kind of touching this dimension might seem, you know, it might be something completely different. It might not even be a ghost. It could be a reflection of you in the other dimension that's kind of trying to put their hand through it, and all we see is a floating hand, you know? So, I mean, that's a very rudimentary example, but that's kind of the idea. So, you know, it begs the question that, you know, is it what we're seeing? Is it, you know, these beings able to then split into these dimensions and then appear in ours briefly, because it takes so much energy to do it, and then it completely disappear. So, you know, it's a very interesting concept. You know, there's a movie, and I'm going to go back to movies because I'm a movie buff. There's called Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. It's now a very classic example of concept of interdimensional beings. The whole story is about, you think this, you know, Indiana Jones is an archaeologist, a fictional one that goes on adventures. He ends up collecting this thing called the crystal skull. Now, these things really exist. There are these quartz-based skulls that are they were found in Mayan temples in Guatemala. I'm culturally, that's my cultural background. I'm half indigenous and half Spanish. So my indigenous blood, you know, there's a lot. I've learned so much about it, and I spend a lot of time studying kind of those, you know, those concepts and all those things that are going on. But that has to do with my person, who I am. So it goes that, you know, these crystal skulls of knowledge, right? Well, in the movie, it represents like an actual alien skull. And some people, you know, say that, you know, it has psychic abilities as well. Skulls can give you that. Well, anyway, so in the film, I'm going to spoil another film. Sorry about that. It turns out that they have to then bring this crystal skull to this monument. And then it calls an alien being from doing that faces into from another dimension to ours. So they were always here. They were not traveling millions of miles, you know, just to travel here thousands of years, whatever. They were just really here, but we couldn't see them because they were in a different dimension. They were existing. So, you know, it's funny. I've always had like a perspective personally about my own existence, and, you know, spiritually. And I've always felt that, you know, I've been very sensitive to dreams. Dreams have like really inspired me and pushed me to do a lot of things. You know, I wish I had a dream, you know, that I can invent something awesome, but I haven't had that yet. But it leads me to people and concepts. And I feel that that's a very important part of, you know, of my life, you know. And I feel these dreams help me speak to people at a higher level, a higher consciousness, you know. And I've always thought since I was little is that when I fall asleep, I'm actually traveling into dimensions. So I don't know how people feel about that, and other people have the same concepts. Very, very vivid dreams. They are crystal clear. I see and remember things as if they were memory. So I take them seriously. But some of them, you know, are, you know, tell you one of them, you know, I'm like, you know, driving a truck, you know, and, you know, spaghetti, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the heck that is. You know what I'm saying? I doubt it's anything, you know, super inspirational, but it might be something. No. Oh man. I probably missed something there. Anyways. So, you know, I felt that, like, I feel like I'm tapping into the dimension. I had an out of body experience when I was very young. I was like in probably like 11, 10 maybe. And having that experience is what triggered a lot of the things that I am doing now, because I'm like in that like that search mode. I want to know, you know? So, you know, just, I think that we are all able to tap into this dimension, you know, in a very, mental higher level kind of way. And it could change the way that you are seeing the world. Okay. So, does everybody have that sense? Can everybody do it? I think so, but not everybody's attuned to it. And that's the tough part about this. So, you know, another thing too, that I've always, also, you know, I've recognized as well when talking about these dimension stuff, I've been doing a lot of paranormal, you know, ghost hunting and stuff like that. I think that's kind of like the more practical work that I've been doing. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. You know, we're actually approaching the bottom of the hour. I usually like take a break for people to walk around, get a sippy sip of whatever it is that you're sipping. If you're in New England, it's gonna be snowing for like a foot or something like that. So if you got some wine, go for it. I'm just having some Bacardi. Just mix it up. You know, it's a weird drink though. It's just Bacardi with seltzer water. That's weird. Yeah, it I don't know. I like the way it tastes. I don't do a lot of sugars. I don't, you know, process that too well because it makes me fatter. So I just don't have sugar. It's been years. I mean, I would have awesome, you know, chocolate cake, and I'm not against it, but it's not like, you know, I do like, I love chocolate. Damn it. I love chocolate. It's not just that I like it. I love it. So, you know, if that's the only sweet stuff that I'll have, trust me, I'm down with it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. I usually play a lot of paranormal music, and people are like, what the hell does that mean? It's basically music that has a paranormal twist to it, and people just think it's regular music, but it's not. It's actually super paranormal. So artists tend to be very like out there. So, you know, it's one of the things that I feel are, you know, as an artist, we're always looking for higher level inspirations all the time. So, all right, folks, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Paranormal Ride. It's all about dimensional beings. It's your host, Marlon O. Come back soon, guys.
Yeah.
right. Welcome to Paranormal Rides. Your host, Marlon O. You're at the bottom of the hour. Welcome back. That was Abracadabra by Steve Miller Band. That's one of my favorite songs. Yeah, if you guessed it, that was paranormal. Yeah, I think so. I would put it in the paranormal category, but I don't know if you would. Yeah, it's an old school song. All right, folks. Yeah, welcome back. And if you wanted to get in contact with me, send me messages, suggestions for shows, shout outs, whatever you want, definitely hit me up on Paranormal Ride on all social media, website. You know, I was working on my website today and trying to bang it out, and I think I messed it up. And I think it's – well, actually, it's I just checked that it's working. So paranormalride.com, all right? There you go. And the social media links are there as well. They're a little funky. They look like weird little, like, numbers. Okay, listen. I do some nerdy stuff. I coded this. I might have jacked it up. But listen to the show there. Go to paranormalride.com. You can check everything out there. So check it, my people. So interdimensional beings, if you're just tuning in right now, you just heard my little bumpers music before I go on break. Let people just stretch out, get some drinks. You know what I'm saying? Get a little puff, whatever you got to do, right? Just loosen up a little bit. Get your paranormal juices flowing. you know, just walk around. Sometimes, you know, I got to be constantly moving. So that was it. My break. All right. And this is your host, Marlon O. Number to call is 914-205-5434. That number can go, you can just call to listen in and enjoy the show. And if you're too shy to talk on the air, that's okay. You know, it's just, you know, it's no worries. You know, you can just listen to the show. But if you have something to say, you want something, you have something to share, you know, that's a great way to get in contact with me live. And, you know, it'll be just me and, you know, several thousands of people listening in all across the world from, you know, United States, Brazil, you know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? Nigeria, Russia, Australia. Well, shout out to all those folks. Thank you for joining in. The UK too. What's up, my UK folks? Switzerland, Netherlands. Who is this little? Turkey. What up, Turkey? What up, my Turks? India as well. So yeah, it's international, it's worldwide, you know, and you know, it's what we do. We're doing our thing. Yeah, my people. All right, let's get back to the topic. All about interdimensional beings. That's what we're covering today. I just talked about what TV shows, you know, and news and kind of stuff that people have been kind of exploring with that. So, you know, so people have been saying that UFOs are not traveling long distances. They are actually phasing into our dimension and coming through wormholes or even through the fourth dimension that's, you know, that's present and we just can't see, we're not aware of. And if people look at my graphics that I put on my on social media, on everything, I put this like tesseract in the middle of it. That's like, if people know what that is, that's like one of the things that explains the fourth dimension. It's like a cube within a cube, but it's boom, mind blowing. But anyways, I'm trying to blow your mind, yo. You know, all levels, you know what I'm saying? All levels, not just, you know, the physical. All right. So let me tell you some, you know, everybody's, you know, knows about these stories, but I'm just going to just, you know, people are new to this. So give them some time to figure this out. So everybody knows about the New Mexico Roswell thing. So I'm not going to explain too much. It's basically in July 1947, you know, this vessel that crashed, you know, and, you know, it was like there was a storm and a farmer saw this crash, reported it, realized that there was like these little things, like creatures in the crash site, and it looked like a mess. You know, the police came, and then eventually the military came, and the military put a press release saying, oh yeah, we found crashed UFO, you know, and then the next day they retracted it and they said, oh, it's like a weather balloon. It's like whatever. So that pretty much sparked the whole concept of conspiracy theories and people not really telling us what's happening, you know, in real life, you know? So again, you know, that kind of stuff is what fuels this like lack of trust to, you know, the government. But I mean, I mean, do you all really trust it like that? Does it have to be that obvious, you know? But anyway, so, you know, we all heard about this story. You all understand what this whole Roswell thing was. The one that's more personal, the one that I feel scared me more than Roswell, a ship, a UFO, as scary as that might be. Some people might love that. Skeptic, you know, who has an open mind, you know, that kind of stuff, I can see where they could be like, well, maybe it was a weather balloon. You know what I'm saying? So, but what I cannot take away, I cannot brush off and say, all right, that's not real. It's the amazing story of Barney and Betty White and the abduction story that happened. So it's a little more scarier for me because it's more real as well to me because it's right around in the New England area. It so happened to be that this couple, and I'm gonna say what the couple was. They were an interracial couple. All right. That's very important. Remember that. So this couple claimed that they were abducted by aliens in like a rural part of New Hampshire. And it happened on September of all days, 19, 2061. All right. So it was, why was this important? You know, so Betty is a white woman and Barney is a black guy. So back in 1961, interracial couples was a gigantic no-no. It just happened to be that a black man couldn't marry a white woman until 1969, and when it became legal. Before, it was just like them just being together and living together, you know. So they did not want any heat. They didn't want anybody to know that they were a couple. They didn't want anybody, you know, I mean, what are you going to tell them? Oh, aliens took us? Like you're an interracial couple. That's even worse than 1961. But this story fascinated me because the way that they discovered what happened was that they just kept on having these like, what the hell happened to us? They were driving home from an event. You know, they then remember that, you know, it took them like an hour and a half. You know, less time to get from point A to point B because, you know, it would take them about 2 hours to get home to the event. It should have taken them 2 hours to get to the event. But all they remember is just like 20, 15 minutes of it. And they said, like, you know, they couldn't believe that they got home so quick. So they had this like, you know, it's way beyond crazy. Like, you know, what's going on? It bothered them so much so that one of them went to see a therapist and they put him into hypnosis. And that's when it came out. The hypnosis session was recorded by the therapist, which they tend to do to research and go back to it. And he just wasn't like this was like a story beyond stories, you know, and he explained in detail what was happening and how they did tests on him. And, his, you know, the guy was crying in the tape. This tape can now be heard. It's in the archive. You can just Google it and just do the Barney and Betty Hill White abduction. And I actually had a show about a whole entire show based on it because it was so fascinating that I played the audio and the audio always gives me chills. You know, Betty had the same, she retold the same story, but of course her angle, and she was seeing what they were doing to him. They were seeing how the ship took them. So many details. It's a fascinating story. So stories like that, a very personal story. Now, they didn't tell anybody. They weren't looking for fame or fortune. It was later, like I think it was like 15 to 10 years later that they kind of came out with this, you know, and it was private. It wasn't like they were like, you know, back then there was no reality TV shows. People weren't trying to get famous. They weren't trying to get famous. So this is one of the more authentic, real stories that is kind of really raw and out there, you know. So look it up. So again, you know, the existence of these ghosts coming through dimensions. Like I have my cultural background and we consider our culture comes from the stars. It's the whole entire mythology, the whole entire like concept of being a Mayan is that, you know, you were descending from the Orion constellation onto Earth, you know, and it's like, you know, we look to the heavens, what's where our temples, our structures are all aligned towards the Orion constellation. You know, it's like it's called the three sisters, you know, and not only is this Trinity concept everywhere, from the Giza plazas to temples, to the moon temples in the Aztec, and the sun and the moon temples in the Aztec culture. Like this, you know, Trinity thing, which I talked about in a previous show, and sacred geometry keeps on popping up. But anyways, so that's the UFO concept. That, you know, like, something is happening. You know, we know it's happening. But, you know, how are they here? How are they getting here? I doubt it. Now, this is my skeptic side. I doubt that they're traveling here from planet A to planet B. It's just, unless these beings have, like, this lifespan that's, like, 4,000 years. Because if you say, hey, I'm going to travel 1,000 light years away, that means it's going to take you 1,000 years to get to that location, traveling at the speed of light. That's not happening. So my theory, it's all interdimensional. They're using wormholes. They're cutting through space and time, or they're already here and they're just phasing it in out our dimension. There, that's it. That's what's going on. That's what I think. All right. So now let's get to the other topic, which is ghosts. So ghosts are things that people are saying, like, they are, you know, they are beings. That they're us. They're us phasing in out of our reality. Now, my concept of death is this, that once you die, your body then faces back into dimension. I almost feel like there's a people imagine, and I think they call it etherical cord, where there's a cord from the back of your head that attaches to your soul. So people are able to your body. So your soul is connected through a thin veil of a string, what you want to call it, that connects to your body. And if that's cut, you just get disconnected from, you know, your body. So I feel, as you know, that's a very interesting concept, talked about a lot in out of body experiences. It connects us to our corporal, to our spiritual. But anyways, so this whole entire concept of us phasing in and out of dimensions, you know, in our dreams and our reality, I think it's happening, and we've seen more and more proof as more people have more cameras, more people can digitize things quicker, can capture more things faster. We're capturing things that we cannot deny, to say that, you know, there is no such thing as a ghost. Now, does it equate to an afterlife? Some people would say heaven and hell are different dimensions in this that we could end up being. So all these stories about heaven, you know, that could be a dimension that we actually end up at. And that's what people are referring to. It's not like this, like, you know, clouds. It's not literally in the sky, you know, like in the clouds. And it's not literally underground where it's like, you know, like, people didn't understand those concepts. It could be literally that dimension you phase into. That's the way we can express it. So be good, people. Don't end up in dimensional hell. You know, but anyways, so, you know, the way I, you know, when I'm doing investigations, you know, like, and I hear stories people share, and I see video evidence all the time, I see stuff that, my gosh, like, I should never have seen it. You know, so, but, you know, does that explain what's happening to us, you know, when we pass away into that dimension? Does our soul phase into that, you know, into that other reality? You know, the way people have been witnessing ghosts is, you know, through, like, you know, they look like misty kind of like fog, or they look like orbs, light orbs, or little, like, I can't even, they look like little balls, really, you know, of energy. Could be plasma. Some people call it ectoplasma. You know, there's other things like residual hauntings, which is another thing I feel kind of touches into the dimensional part, because a residual haunt is when something doesn't, it's not intelligent. It just does its thing. Like, for example, I'll be very rudimentary. Like, there has been cases that people have seen ghosts walk downstairs, and then they're just like, you know, at restaurants or hotels or old buildings, right? And people have said like, oh yeah, like there's like this spirit that keeps on walking down and then disappears halfway through. But it's dressed the same exact way. It looks at us. It looks directly the same. It's like a recording. Think of it like a tape that's just looping over and over. And I think that's an imprint in a dimension that's kind of, it might have been that this person and is like, whatchamacallit, coming through, you know, like, what's the word? They're phasing in out of time. Do you know what I'm saying? You keep on phasing in out of like reality. So I'm wondering if that's what's happening with residual hauntings. You know what I'm saying? I just got a message. I don't know if people have been kind of having trouble listening to me, but if you are, just send me a message. I think it might be either your internet's slow or my internet is slow, but hey, this is the technology age. No, but I'll just check. When the show's over, it gets archived, so I'll be able to listen to it to see if I can have a better connection for you guys next time. But if that's not the case, all good in the hood, right? So the concept, again, of a residual haunt, I feel it's more proof of interdimensional, because I think it's ripping the time and space and the fabric of time and space, and it's looping somebody in there. And I think that people have told stories of how when they're using tape recorders or they're filming something, they feel like their batteries get drained really fast, and it causes people to lose their recording or not be able to record at all. So I find that very fascinating, because that's energy that's being pulled from the batteries. So I think that, you know, some people have figured out, or they, you know, apparitions have figured out how to drain, use that power to then manifest, to be able to go through that dimension. Just a theory. I don't know. That could be happening, maybe not. All right, so you know, that's all about the ghost hunting kind of stuff that goes in, and you know, I feel like that can also be, you know, interdimensional stuff as well. All right, we're getting really close to the end of the show. I gotta start wrapping up, but I can't wrap up the show without talking about Bigfoot, my homie Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti. Yo, that's my homie. You know, Native Americans been talking about this since the dawn of their, culture, and some of them see Yeti, they would call it Sasquatch, or they see him more as a guide, a very spiritual creature with tons of knowledge. And some other tribes have seen them like this, the story is like, if you act up, he's going to come and get you. You know what I'm saying? The Sasquatch is going to come and get you. So there's been a lot of talk by Bigfoot. Like, I'm not a Bigfoot guy, really. I'm not, but I'm fascinated by Bigfoot. My daughter despises Bigfoot stuff because she just feels it's a bunch of baloney. You know what I'm saying? It's like you never see a Bigfoot. You always see them people rushing towards, like, you know, the patch of woods, and like, I heard it howl. I heard it. What was it? A Yeti? Like they communicate by hitting tree branches, or a Yeti, like, what do you call it, drum beat, or whatever you call it. Anyways, I can see what people be like, damn it, you're messing with me again, but you know, people who do some real serious like stuff, you know, and research have I've seen some really amazing Bigfoot footage that I'm like, yo, why hasn't anybody seen this before? Like, he's out there chilling, right? So although Yeti is considered a cryptid creature, you know, very similar, like Loch Ness and Mothman and all those other cryptids, right? Chupacabra cryptids, right? There's this amazing case that just blew my mind, right? It's actually connected to the Blue Book investigation branch of the CIA. So Blue Book was a secret code for the CIA to investigate UFOs. So how the hell did Bigfoot end up, you know, in the Blue Book like series, right? Or the investigations? Why would they checking this out? But so this is how it ended up there. So there was an investigation, a case that I got opened at Erie, Pennsylvania. What a freaking name, right? It happened at Presque Isle Bay in July 31st, 1966, at beach number 6 around 10 p.m. So during this time, there was this group of friends that got stuck there. Their car broke down. So a police cruiser found them and you know, say, are you guys all right? And he's like, we're waiting for a tow truck. But officer, check this. Down here by the beach, there was this thing that came out of the sky with lights flashing, landed right by the shore of the beach, flashed this light into the woods. And when we were in the car terrified, this thing appeared in front of the car and our lights can see it. It was this tall, furry, dark. You couldn't see their face, only the back of their head. And we honked at it and it took off and it went into the woods. And they said the UFO went up and it flew north towards the direction that this thing was traveling. And they said that it just blew my mind when I found out about the story. And then so the officers went to the beach and they found imprints in the beach of this like triangular shape like thing in the sand where the group of friends said that they saw this. So then the CIA got involved because they wrote a police report and they wanted to know what was going on. It's a crazy, amazing story. And then I've heard stories that these are interdimensional. You know, people say, you know, are Bigfoots just trying to mess with us? They're like, you know, they're actual aliens that are just hairy and they're just appearing and they're just pranking us and be like, yo, what's up? I'm in the forest, yo. And then they phase back into a different dimension. And, you know, whatever, but I think that there is something that's going on there. I feel that, you know, the Native Americans had something very interesting where they would say that this thing would phase in and out, like disappear in front of them. So could it be that this creature is able to phase between dimensions and appear or reappear and knows how to do that? I mean, we tend to compare our personal experience to be able to explain the world. You know, so if we see people, then we think it's like people related, but it could be this completely different thing that's happening here. We just don't get it. And it's the lenses that we look our lives in. It's like, you know, like people take for granted, like a lot of people take for granted their experiences, the connections and all the things that's going on. And we might be taking for granted some of that stuff as well, that we just don't understand it. And we have to be humble about it, you know? All right, cool. So that was my Bigfoot story. I had to slide it in there, folks. I, you know, just had to do it. So we got about 7 more minutes to go before the show ends. So fast. This is when this hour just went flying. It tends to always go flying. So I'm really excited. As the snow comes down to New England and I sip my Bacardi with, seltzer and water. Yeah, that's it. All right. I found this really interesting interdimensional hypothesis. I hate that word. By John Eric Beckard. And he had this countdown that I found that was pretty cool. He had like 12 top things, right? So, you know, he says like if you're trying to understand the hypothesis behind interdimensional, to check this stuff out. So there's literature out there that you can check out Through the Looking Glass by Lewis Carroll. That's an amazing book that you can check out. You know, the whole concept of that, of Alice in Wonderland, going down the rabbit hole, that's, you know, that's what it's based off of. You know, Through the Looking Glass is Alice in Wonderland, but we, you know, that's the actual title, right? Amazing. Heaven and Hell is another concept of parallel universes that we talked about earlier. It's another concept. The other one he talked about was the Bermuda Triangle. That's the one that I feel is the most obvious one that people just don't understand. And there's another, these convergence of energy and crazy stuff that's going on. If you're a New Englander, there's Bridgewater Triangle. Oh my gosh, people don't even know this exists there. And I'm gonna, in the summertime, when COVID is done and it's warmer outside, because my brown skin can't take it, I'm going to go filming at the Bridgewater Bermuda Triangle. There's been Bigfoot, there's been UFOs, there's been ghosts, there's been pig wajis. I think I said that right. It's the Native American kind of leprechaun. There's this like this crazy, awesome, and I mean crazy in a good way, awesome like convergence of stuff that's happening. It's famous, but people just don't, you know, it's kind of like it's not hard to find, but it's hard to find. I can't explain, but y'all gonna discover that with me. Trust me, it's gonna be dope. So Bermuda Triangle. So we have, you know, the whole scientific concept of wormholes and introverses and all that good stuff. You know, we even talk about, you know, things like exotic creatures and, you know, chupacabras and humanoids and all that good stuff and this video stuff. Those are not things that evolve with us. You know, I don't think I saw a chupacabra in the, you know, evolution chart somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I think it's interdimensional, you know, out-of-body experiences, which I personally had. That's a classic example of us tapping into that dimension. So I find that amazing. Another one, too, that's a little more out there is the whole life after death explanation and stories by people who have returned, you know, people who have died. And they're like, oh, I saw, you know, you in the operating table, and I saw my family, and I saw the doctors, and you know, I try to talk to you guys, but you weren't like listening to me. Fascinating. In a more spiritual side, you know, the suggestion of nirvana, you know, Satori, you know, in Zen, you know, all these like really, you know, like pranic healing, all these things that are out there that people are using to tap into this. Now, I feel for me, I could automatically like understand these things. You know what I'm saying? It could be my Mayan genes, whatever. But it's something like those concepts are just like, oh yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you be able to? You know what I'm saying? But to people, it's just like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? You know what I'm saying? Stop drinking that Bacardi, you know what I'm saying, with seltzer water. Other things too, like, you know, you have, you know, all these different mysteries, you know, the whole thing in science, the whole things that we experience ourselves. It's just amazing stuff. I can go on and on to be honest with you. This show could be 12 hours long. I just keep it to an hour because I want to risk you guys' time, and I know you guys have lives. So thank you for tuning in, folks. I had a lot of fun. If people wanted to call in and chat with me live and share their stories, go ahead. If you think that everything I'm talking about is just craziness and not, you know, is just bupkis, go ahead and call me. Say that. It's all about the conversation. It's a really safe place to talk about this. There's no judgment. You know, I had somebody call me, you know, on a show from I think it was maybe Canada or New Zealand. I think it was Canada. And pretty much the dude was like, yeah, I traveled to different universes and different planets, and I'm like this like person that lives among these X, Y, and Z aliens, and I can, you know, I'm part of their society. Like, the dude was like straight up like telling me that's what's going on, and I'm like, fascinating. But you know, I all I can do is listen, and all I can do is give them a forum to do this, you know, to tell, share the story, and that's what it's about. All right, folks, paranormalride.com. Check us out. We're on social media. Twitter, we're everywhere. Enjoy your amazing week. This is the middle of the week. Hopefully you get inspired, do more, get out there, and, you know, just let life, you know, be. All right. Love y'all. Peace out. Talk to you next week. ParanormalRide.com. Your host, Marlon O.